Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 11th installment in Perspectives on Challenges. We were speaking last time about the idea that time of personal challenge is really an opportunity for meaningful prayer and meaningful connection to God in a different way. I just want to share some very interesting thoughts from Rav Shimshon Pinkus on this front. Firstly, he quotes the Zohar. There's a very famous pasuk right at the beginning of the Chumash where it says in the verse that man was created as a nefesh chaya, as a living soul. And the Targum Unklis, which the vast majority of the time is a very literal translation of the Hebrew of the Chumash into Aramaic, every now and then he deviates from the literal translation to explain a more core meaning to what's going on. The Targum Unklis explains that nefesh chaya should really be understood as ruach memalala, a speaking spirit, which means that we see the capacity for communication as being a unique aspect of man. Of course, other creatures have the ability to communicate, but the perhaps sophistication and level of communication is unique to man. The Zohar takes this one step further, and the Zohar, when quoting this idea, says ruach memalala l'toro l'tfila, that God infuses us with this capacity to speak words of Torah and prayer. And so this is part of the core of who we are. And if every now and then we have an opportunity to drill down a little bit further into our actual essence, we need to grab it very firmly. Rav Pinkus has a remarkable insight about human nature. We are worriers, and perhaps, likely, much more so than other creatures. We're constantly thinking about the future. Most of us think of that as worry. Some of us think of it as stress or anxiety, or some of us, perhaps more calm, perhaps putting a better face on things, think of it as planning. But the Gemara has a very, very interesting quote. The Gemara talks about the challenge of the Jewish people when they were in the desert, getting the man, being catered daily from God's kitchen in the most obvious of ways. They would just come outside, and the man was waiting out there for them. Gemara says that there was a great challenge in the man, because when they went to bed at night, they didn't have anything. Except Friday afternoon, or on Friday, God would send a portion both for Friday and Shabbos. So Friday night, they went to bed with man for the next morning. We're told that if they tried to save extra man, it would melt, it would rot. So why is that such a challenge? Why is it such a challenge to go to bed without any man to save up? How many times does someone need to see something to realize it's going to happen? I mean, God is taking care of them. They know. They'll get up in the morning and it'll be there. You know why? Because we're worriers. We think a lot. And Rav Pinkus suggests that perhaps God instills us with this great capacity for worry or planning or thought or stress or anxiety because he wants us to have a meaningful prayer relationship with him. When you think about it, when you think of the meaningful things for which we pray, we want that things should be well in our jobs, we want that things should be well in our health, we want that things should be well with our children, with our communities, so many things in Israel, around the world, so many things. The vast majority of these things that we're davening for are not necessarily going awry right now, but we're worried, we're thinking. But that capacity to think ahead and really reflect is a tremendous opportunity with which God instills us to come close to him. Pinkus has a fascinating mashal. He says, imagine a person is driving in a car, is a passenger in a car, and they're driving on a highway, and there are trees on the side of the road, and they're not used to the driving experience. And if they look out the window, it looks like the trees are rushing at them. Of course, a person who understands the experience realizes that the driver and the car are rushing towards the trees. So we think, when we have a challenge and we call out to God in prayer, that we're reaching out to God. Rav Pinkus says maybe we're getting it wrong. Maybe God is reaching out to us. So just an interesting way to think about things. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.